Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search to all eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none. There is none. There is none, there is no one like you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, thanking you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, and to give you the glory. And Father God, we come, Father God, to say thank you. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. Forgive us for this, forgive us for that, forgive us for everything, because we confess it all unto you. And Father, we thank you for your word, Father God, that declares that when we confess and forsake our ways, then we will find mercy in the sight of the Lord. God, thank you for being a good Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we ask that you will squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up and devised to come against us on this day. And we thank you, Father, that absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the preach word. Thank you for the word that is for the word, period, Father. For your word will never, ever, ever return into your void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. We thank you for the power of your word, the truth of your word, the glory of your word, the beauty of your word, your eternal word. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Father God, for our listening audience all around the world. All around the world, Father God. We have people that are being fed by this ministry every day, Father God. They're looking for us. And so we come in faith, we come in obedience, we come in love, we come in humility, Father, and we come in your spirit and in your power. So, Father God, have your way, have your way. You're the potter, we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, yielded and still. Hallelujah. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, and earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We indeed want to especially welcome all of our listeners today, our first-time listeners especially. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We don't know how you got here, amen, but you're here, amen. So have a seat at the table, amen. There's no time and distance in the spirit, so you're in the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is Lord. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. We're here 7 days a week. Amen. Bring somebody else back with you. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. And all of our services are archived here. and our library. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen and amen. We've been researching, amen, and digging into the scriptures line upon line and precept upon precept. And we've been, the Holy Spirit has been tying everything in. He has a way of tying things together. It's just a beautiful thing, amen, just to be, to see him work and to walk with him and to talk with him. The Holy Spirit, oh, it's such a, oh, what sweet communion, oh, what joy divine, amen. It is truly sweet. And now we see why the scripture tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as we have been looking over the last few days, beloved, and it's amazing. This is one of the reasons why we know the Bible is real. The Bible, if the Bible wasn't real, the Bible wouldn't be putting all that stuff in there. It wouldn't be giving us the stories they give. No, no, Lot and his daughters. David pooping in a cave. No, the Bible wouldn't be giving us all this. If man wrote the Bible, it wouldn't tell us all this. See, but this is how we know that the Bible is real, because it's relevant. Amen. It reaches right down to where we are, right home. Amen. All up in our Kool-Aid. Amen. Glory be to God. So we can know. Amen. If God did it for them, God will do it for you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You know, and life is full of challenges. Amen. But Jesus is the answer. Amen. So we saw all during the scriptures, beloved. Amen. The dire circumstances of disobedience. Okay. Obedience is better than sacrifice. God will accept your sacrifice, but not at the cost of your disobedience. If you can keep it, because you ain't going nowhere with it. You're not getting no value for it. You're not getting no rewards for it. You ain't going to get nothing. Disobedience, amen, is going to take you, amen, a place that you don't want to go. And so many people in the Bible had to suffer for their consequences. Amen. We saw where the kingdom was rent from Saul. Why? Because Saul didn't obey. God said, take everybody down. He didn't. He listened to the people. Amen. We saw where Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. I was thinking yesterday, I was taking my finals on yesterday. And when I was real focused, I really didn't really want to do nothing much, because I can't be divided like that. So, but I think the TV was on, but just in the background, I had the sound muted. And I was looking at the picture, and I was just thinking, glory be to God. Can you imagine how beautiful it was when God created everything? Can you imagine all the sea creatures and the whales and all the animals in the water, and the water was clean, and there was no pollution in the air? When God made the garden and that was all you needed, they didn't have to slaughter no pigs and bulls to eat and whatever else we eating. Can you imagine how beautiful life was when God made it? Everything was clean. Everything was serenity. Everything was beautiful. Oh, God, that must have been an experience to see life on that higher level. No pollution in the air, no ozone situations, no sickness, no cancer, no disease, no coronavirus. Oh, God, that must have been beautiful. Well, anyhow, Adam and Eve got kicked out the garden because of their disobedience. Huh? David, the sword came to David's house. Oh, let me tell you something. David paid. He paid. Oh, him and Bathsheba was rocking it out. You hear what I'm saying? Making babies and everything. But let me tell you something. Both of them paid. Glory be to God, huh? Because of his disobedience. Jonah. Oh, we got to get to Jonah later on. Amen. Jonah in the belly of the whale. Ooh, close your eyes and imagine that. Some of y'all don't even like to go into the fish store and buy fish. because it stinks so bad. And try being in the belly of a whale for 3 days. Huh? Why was he there? Because it's disobedience. Cain killed his brother and then tried to give God a sacrifice. You're going to try to give God an offering on stolen money. Oh, God, amen. You done stole. You done ripped somebody off. You done did all type of deceitful stuff. The prostituted all night. They're going to try to give God an offering. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ah, oh, my God. Amen. Samson. Oh, my God. Samson got his eyes poked out. We know how it feels when there's dust in our eyes. You walking down the street and a little speck of dust coming to your eyes. Well, that irritates you. Huh? You rubbing your eyes red. You all in the bathroom. Amen. Putting water on your eyes. Glory be to God. All of that. Hallelujah. But Samson got his eyes poked out. Why? The most tender spot on your body, your eyes. Because it's disobedience. Yesterday we saw the man of God. The man of God from Judah. Now, it didn't say God sent a sinner. It said he sent the man of God on a mission, told him what to do, but he disobeyed him because he let somebody lie to him. Huh? He believed man over God. God said, don't make no stops. Don't make no turns. He said, don't come back the same way you went. Huh? But he believed man over God. How many of us are taking man's word over God, letting people bamboozle, hoodwink us, and lead us in the wrong direction? And what? He disobeyed with his life. He died. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. I'm coming today with some good news. Hallelujah. We see all these examples, and we're going to be looking at this a little bit more as the days goes on, amen, of the dire consequences of disobedience. Today, beloved, amen, let's look at what some obedience going to bring you, huh? Anybody ready for that? All right, I knew you would say yes, amen, glory be to God. Turn with me this morning, amen, and your Bibles, amen, to the book of Luke. And I'm going to do a little bit of reading in your hearing, Luke chapter number 5. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, and it reads like this. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to the land, they forsook all and follow him. Amen, amen, amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Father God, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Beloved, we see in our scripture on this morning, amen, three of Jesus' disciples, namely Peter, James, and John. And they was working all night long. All night long. Y'all know, some of y'all know what it is to work all night long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ain't got no sleep. Amen. Working all night, praying all night. Glory be to God. They worked all night long. And the Bible says they caught nothing. Not one single fish. They was exhausted. They was tired. Anybody ever been tired? Come on. It's okay to raise your hand. I guess because I'm raising my, I'm going to raise my feet too. Guess what? I'm going to raise both my hands and both my feet. Anybody ever been tired? Anybody ever been discouraged? They had exhausted all of their natural resources. Somebody say, all my money gone. I ain't got no more money. All my natural resources is gone. I looked at my bank account and said, wait a minute. So somebody been stealing my money? Where my money at? I normally keep a little stash of money over here. And we got our little secret places in our houses where we keep our little stash. Look at the stash and wait a minute. Hold on. Somebody been stealing my money. When you get to the end of the month, and you got more month than you got more than you got money. Somebody say, all my resources is gone. This is where the disciples was. They ain't had nothing left. See, they exhausted all their natural resources. They was tired and they was discouraged. Glory be to God. But what happened, beloved, if we read in our scriptures, Jesus came up. Jesus had just got finished, amen, ministering. He was still ministering. You know how Jesus did. Jesus was always doing the work of the Father. He came over to the three disciples that had been working all night long. He came over to the three disciples that was tired, discouraged, and disgusted, a little bit broke right about now, amen. He said, come away with me. He said, step on over with me. Get on here on the boat. Come on. Somebody say, step away with Jesus. Oh, my God. Somebody say, step away with Jesus. Sometimes, beloved, let me tell you something. You got to step away with Jesus. Sometimes you got to turn that doggone cell phone off. Sometimes put it on mute. Go, I'm going to get back to you. I ain't ignoring you right now, but give me a minute. Sometimes you got to turn that computer off. Get off social media. You got to turn that TV off. Later to what CNN and ABC is saying. You see what I'm saying? Lady, for the movies, they're always going to find a movie. Baby, let me tell you something. You got hundreds of movies on that movie channel and you'll never watch all of them. Sometimes you got to step away. But God told the disciples who was in a bad situation, who was in a broke situation, who was in a disgusted situation, who was in a frustrated. Let me tell you something, baby. When you get broke, you're going to get frustrated. unless you locked into Jesus, don't you tell me. Don't you lie to me, glory be to God. And you ain't got enough money to pay your rent, and you ain't got enough money to pay your bills, and you ain't eating the way you want to eat. Come on, car insurance due, car note due, doggone baby need a pair of shoes. Girl, don't you tell me. Glory be to God. But what they did, Jesus said, come on over here, come away with me. Come on, glory be to God. And so Jesus, amen, when they stepped away with Jesus, beloved, Jesus gave them some words of instructions. Jesus said, now, this is what I want you to do. He said, I want you to launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a drought. All right, now that's one sentence, three instructions. First thing Jesus said, I want you to launch out. And then not only just launch out anywhere, I want you to launch out into the deep. And then when you get out there in the deep, I want you to let your net down into the water for a drought. Woo, my God, Sookie. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Now, beloved, Peter needed a miracle. Am I talking to anybody this morning that can step out of your phoniness and your lies and your perpetrating and tell the doggone truth that you need a miracle this morning?
I need a blessing this morning. Huh? Maybe you need a financial blessing. Maybe you need a physical blessing. Maybe you need a mental blessing. Whatever you need, glory be to God, you're going to tell the truth this morning and say, God, I need a miracle. This is where Peter was. And he wasn't by himself. I come to tell you, regardless of your situation this morning, you ain't by yourself. Oh, no, baby. There's other people in the same situation you in, and some of them in the worst situation. Peter wasn't by himself. Peter and guess what now? Check this out. They were all Christians. God wasn't dealing with no sinners right here. We ain't talking about sinners living rowdy. We talking about saints living holy. In need of a blessing. But what did God do? God didn't go bazam, bazam, bazam. You know, one, two, three, here it is, money falling out the sky, fish falling out the sky. No, 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 no. God didn't get into all that. Turn around and tell your neighbor, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Here, Jesus challenged Peter to take a step of faith. Turn around and tell your neighbors that if you want a miracle, you got to take a step of faith. It ain't but one way to get your miracle, and that's for you to take a step of faith. Now, here we go again. Okay? We saw it. We've been looking at it. God gives an illogical instruction. Something that don't make sense to your mind. Don't make sense. It didn't make sense. For the man of God, amen, to not stop and get something to eat. When God told him not to get nothing to eat, he said, go straight home. It didn't make, oh, God, I ain't going to care if I stop at Chick-fil-A and get me a sandwich. I mean, because, you know, God knows if I don't eat, I ain't going to have no strength to do ministry. That didn't make sense, huh? Huh? It don't make sense when God give us those instructions. Go dip in the Jordan River. What? That dirty water? Go walk around the Jericho wall 7 times. What? My feet hurt. Go pour some oil in a bottle. Oil in a bottle? That little greasy oil? Come on. Glory be to God. Here God go. Glory be to God. Giving instructions that don't make sense. He told Peter, he said, let down your net. Let down your nets. Peter said, now, wait a minute. I'm sure Peter was thinking to himself, wait a minute, Jesus. I got a doctorate degree in fishing. I've been fishing all my life. I know how to catch some fish. I don't believe you're going to tell me to go out into the deep and throw my net in the water like I ain't been here all night. I've been here all night trying to catch some fish, ain't caught nothing. And you going to try and tell me something? I know you kidding. See? And that's how we do God sometimes. What? That don't even make no sense. No, this can't be God. God tell you to do something. Nah, this ain't God. Because this ain't making no sense to me. This ain't adding up, Pastor. God gives him an illogical instruction. Now, at this point, Peter thought that his situation was hopeless. He said, ain't no way. Ain't nothing in the water tonight, boys. Let's go home. But check this out, beloved. Somebody say, you ready for a turnaround? To turn around and ask your neighbor, if you're ready for a turnaround, and some of you might be there by yourself, amen, turn around and talk to yourself. The prodigal son, talk to his. Ask yourself a question. So are you ready for a turnaround? Hallelujah. You need a miracle. You ready for the miracle? Glory be to God. This is what Peter told Jesus. Peter said, okay, Lord, I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, I know. You've been broke for a long time, too. You've been sick for a long time, too. Huh? You've been lonely for a long time, too. You've been in that situation for a long time, too, ain't you? Peter said, but I tell you what, Lord. He said, but because you said so. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. He said, according to your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you said so. Beloved, what a difference it would have made. Amen. If that old man from Judah on yesterday had told God, Lord, I'm hungry, and this man has invited me to his house, but because you said so, I ain't going. Ah, well, what would have happened if Saul, glory be to God, said, you know what? We want to keep the best of the sheep, but because you said so, we ain't keeping nothing. Glory be to God. What if Adam and Eve would have told the Lord, this fruit look good, but because you said so, we not going to take a bite. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, because you said so. Glory to, I give you my yes. Glory be to God. Beloved, can you give God your yes? Glory be, even when it looks like there's no reward in it, even when it looks like you don't understand what God is doing, you can't see what God is doing. I heard somebody say that yesterday. Said, you know, I told God yes, even though I didn't understand, even though I didn't know, even though it wasn't no rewards in it, I still told the Lord yes. Honey, that's real faith. That's real obedience. I don't see what I'm getting out of this. I don't see no way, because I already tried it. But you tried it your way. Now God said, now come on and try it my way. Come on, turn around and tell your neighbor. Say, are you ready to try this thing God's way? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Peter said, hallelujah, because you said so. He decided to trust Jesus. He decided to trust Jesus. And he proved his faith by casting out his net again. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, you got to do it again. You got to do it again. Well, I already tried that. You got to do it again. Well, I already gave. You got to do it again. Well, I already sacrificed. You got to do it again. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, you got to do it again. Glory be to the living God. And check this out, beloved. As soon as Peter threw the net in the water, I'm about to make a song out of this right now. Anybody from Hollywood listening today? Hey, glory be, I got some lyrics to a song. As soon as Peter threw the net in the water a second time. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that the abundance broke the bank. Peter didn't catch one fish. It wasn't no two-piece fish dinner, baby. Huh? Peter didn't catch no little bit of fish. Peter didn't catch no medium-sized fish. Peter broke the bank. Anybody in the house want to break the bank today? Anybody looking to break the bank? Anybody tired of a little bit of this and a little bit and crumbs off the table? Come on now, glory be to God. Anybody want to break the bank? God ain't stingy, baby, and God ain't broke. God gave Peter a super abundance. Write that down in your Bibles today. Write that down in your notebooks. Super abundance. Not just an abundance, a super abundance. Glory be to God. Peter received a revelation, God's unlimited resources. God don't run out of resources. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world they dwell therein. God ain't running out of nothing because everything belongs to him. And this is a revelation that Peter received when Peter was obedient to God's command. He said, if you say so. I don't understand it. I don't know. I don't know, but because you say so. It don't look good, but because you say so. The doctor already said that they didn't give me 60 days, but because you said so. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, hear me well. Hallelujah. God wants to win souls with your testimony. God wants to win souls with your testimony. When, glory be to God, when Peter, amen, got that bucket load, amen, and super abundance worth of fish, you don't think that got anybody's attention? Because everybody look and say, you know what? Shoot, I can use some of that myself, huh? Glory be to God. And the Bible tells us that they left everything to follow him. Hallelujah. That's the whole point. This is the whole point, beloved, of our obedience to God. Amen. That we might leave everything to follow him. Why? Because otherwise you cannot be my disciple. Beloved, glory be to God. Regardless of how hopeless your circumstances may seem, maybe you're weary today. Maybe you're discouraged. Maybe you have exhausted all of your resources too. But you must be willing to launch out in the deep to get your miracle. Now, you might say, okay, Pastor, well, what does that mean? What did that mean, launch out in the deep? How am I going to get there? That means, beloved, that you are to Jesus and act in faith. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. This is what Jesus promised us, beloved. He says, give, in Luke 6:38. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Let me ask you a question this day. Do you want a blessing that runs over? Launch out. Hallelujah. Are you ready for God to open the windows of heaven for you? Launch out. Do you want everything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do to prosper. Launch out. Are you ready to receive your financial breakthrough? Launch out. Are you ready to be the head and not the tail? Launch out. Are you ready to be the lender and not the borrower? Launch out. Launch out. Baby, it's time to launch out into the deep. Glory be to God and do what God has told you to do. God wants you to live in his cycle of supernatural provisions. Beloved, when you act in faith, glory be to God, and you take what you have, hallelujah, God is saying you ain't got to, hallelujah, go get something that's not yours. Glory be to God. He said, whatever you're working with. He said, what you got in your hand? Moses, what you got in your hand? He said, I got this little rod. He said, that's enough. Widow woman, what you got in your hand? He said, I ain't got but two mites. He said, that's enough. Widow woman, what you got in your house? I ain't got nothing but one pot of oil. He said, that's enough. Whatever you got is enough. Don't despise small beginning. Some of you might be looking around today and say, I got about $5 in change. God said, that's enough. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of you might be looking around saying, I ain't got no money at all. Matter of fact, I got to put some money in the bank today before something bounce. God said, that's enough. Your faith is enough. Hallelujah. When you act in faith, God will take what you have and God will multiply it. God a multiplier. He's a multiplier. Just like Christ did with Peter and that great catch of fish. Glory be to God. God to do with you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Beloved, as you continue to act in faith, you must know. Hallelujah. Do you know, K-N-O-W, that God will? God will. God will take care. He'll take care of you. Oh, yes, he will. He cares for the birds. He cares for the lilies. Oh, glory be to God. And God will take care of you. He knows how many strands of hair are on your head. I said, God will take care of you. He knows how many medications you're taking right about now. God will take care of you. God knows how much money you got in the bank. God will take care of you. God see those bills piling up on your dining room table. God will take care of you, but you got to do it God's way. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will multiply it. Oh, glory be to God. You look, hallelujah, you have $50 on the table. You went to the bathroom and came back and counted 350. Glory be to God. Went to the sink to get a cup of water. Came back, it was $1,200. And every time you turn around, he kept multiplying. That's what God to do. That's what God did for Peter. And that's what God to do for you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God will multiply it. God will supply all of your needs. Hallelujah. According to his riches and glory. God will give you an abundance of seeds to sow. You got enough to give. Because God gives seed to the sower. Oh, you got an abundance of seed. Why? Because you got an abundance of a harvest. Glory be to God. God will provide a continual flow of his blessings into your life. Hallelujah. He leads you in his divine sufficiency and his provision. Hear me and hear me well today. There's no question about it. Make no mistake of Jacob. There is no doubt. It is a fact. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's the truth. It is the highest reality. It is not a lie. God is not a liar. God is not a man. Hallelujah. You can count on God. I come to tell you this morning, beloved, that you can live in God's supernatural cycle of provisions. When you trust the word, Peter said, according to your word. According to your word, according to your word, because you said so, because you said so, hallelujah, because you said so, God, I was going to do something else with the money, glory be to God, but because you said so, hallelujah, I'm going to sew it up over here, ha, yeah. Oh, God, I was going to go on vacation. God, that was my vacation money. But because you said so, God, I'm going to launch out in the deep. Oh, yeah, God, I was going to call him today and tell him off and give him a piece of my mind. But because you said so, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do it your way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because you said so. Hallelujah. It don't make sense to me. It don't make sense to my mind. I don't know why you would tell me to do it this way, but I trust you because you said so. Oh, glory be to God. 2 and 2 don't equal 4 for me, but because you said so. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I really don't even want to take their calls no more, but because you said so, oh, glory be to God. I don't even like that group of people, but because you said so, somebody said, I'll go, and I'll do it, and Peter did, and the disciples did, hallelujah, and they had more than enough. Can you imagine having so much that you got to call your neighbors over to help you spin it? They had so much fish in that net, they said the fish started breaking up. They had to call the people over and say, come on, y'all, come on over here and get some of this fish. Can you imagine having so many blessings? You got to get on the telephone and call up some people. Glory be to God, Pastor. Hey, y'all. Y'all come on up over here and get some of this. I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it. I got so much blessings over here, I don't know what to do with it. I got so much food over here. I got so much clothes over here. I got so much joy over here. I got so much peace over here. I got so much over here. Y'all got to come on over here and get up some of this. God done blessed me to be a blessing. How did you get your blessing? The blessing of the Lord make it rich. He adds no sorrow to it. Give me your secret, sister, brother. What did you do? I just did what God said, so I just did it because God told me to do it. I was at my last sin. I was at the darkest of the hour. Glory be to God. Midnight has come in. I couldn't see my way. I was about to give up. I was contemplating suicide. I was talking about quitting. I was going to go back in the world. I was thinking about cutting a deal with the devil. I was so frustrated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I heard a word. From God. Right at my lowest point when I was weak, God made me strong. I heard a small voice whisper in my ear, and God told me to do something, and it didn't make sense. I didn't even know if I wanted to do it, but I did it because God said so. And he turned my whole life around. And the rest is history. And the rest is history. Beloved, are you ready to walk in God's supernatural abundance of supply? It's available to you. Come and get it. But you got to do it God's way. Got to do it God's way. What is it that God is telling you to do that you've been postponing? What is it God's been telling you to do that you ain't really in agreement with God? But you're willing to do it just because he said so. That was the difference between Peter and his blessing of obedience and all the other ones that we have seen and their curse of disobedience. Because obedience is a blessing. Disobedience is a curse. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this word on today. My God, Suki Suki. And to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. Woo! My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. As I'm talking to some of you today out there, glory be to God, in internet land, if you never say, gave Jesus your life, that's the first thing he wants. He wants you, hallelujah, to give him your heart, give it to him, confess your sins, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. That's the first thing you need to do before you do anything else. Hallelujah. And let the angels rejoice, and we're rejoicing with you. Reach out to us. Let us know that you gave your life to Jesus. We want to pray for you. Amen. And we want to help you to grow. Now I'm talking to, that's to the unbelievers. Now let me say something to the believers. These people in the Bible were believers, y'all. The old man of God that got killed, the lion killed the old man of God. He wasn't a sinner. He was a believer. David was a believer. Huh? Samson, all these people were believers that had to suffer in consequences, huh? Because of their disobedience. Hallelujah. I'm talking to the believers today, for those of you in need of a miracle, those of you in need of a supernatural miracle, that if God don't come through for you, you really don't know what's going to happen. The doctors already told you don't look good. If God don't come through for you, you don't know what's going to happen. Your landlord already put you on warning. If God don't come through for you, you don't know what's going to happen. You already got the shut off notice in the mail. If God don't come through for you, you don't know what's going to happen. I challenge you to launch out to the deep and throw your net in and sow a sacrificial seed. And sow a sacrificial seed, give, and it shall be given unto you. And watch God move. Why? Because Pastor Bradford said so? No. Uh-uh. Because God said so. But I need some money. Yep, yep, yep. And Peter needed some fish. Because God said so. And watch God turn your whole situation around.
In the next 36 hours, I don't even know what 36 hours is. What's that, a day and a half? In the next 36 hours, says the Spirit of the Lord. You can sow your seed today, amen, several ways, amen. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button. That'll take you straight to PayPal. Glory be to God. You can sow your seed there. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. For those of you that would like to do Cash App, our Cash App address is, glory be to God, $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus. And our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for those who are stepping out on faith today, launching out in the deep, doing something, Father God, that they can't even tell nobody they're going to do it, Father. So it's going to make them look crazy and make them look gullible. But Father God, because you said so, they know what you have placed in their hearts and their spirits to do. And this ain't the first time you told them. But Father God, they're going to obey you today and trust you at your word because you said so, that they might bring in that supernatural abundance, more than enough, Father. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless us, Father God, at the altar today as we meet at 12 o'clock. Amen. And then back tonight for our Bible study. And we bless you and we thank you and we glorify you. Now we want to bind absolute. God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody, amen. Have a wonderful day. Have a glorious day. Have a victorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Just do it because God said so. And leave the consequences to God. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessing, blessing. Yeah, every time I turn around. Blessing.
Every time I turn around.
There.